Last week, when I asked you about Ertz and his lack of catches, you mentioned that, you know, I mean, it was only 2 weeks since he's been back from his injury, and now it's another week. What are your thoughts on the fact that he's not getting the ball a whole lot, or the tight ends in general?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's we got a lot of good players. The last two games have been plays, you know, games where we've had 50 snaps in each of those games. So we just have to, as a unit, play better offensively, get more snaps, play better on third down, and so we can get a chance to give Coach a chance to call a few more plays if we can convert on third down, and that way the ball can get spread around a little bit more.
One play of 30 yards or more the last 3 weeks. Do you feel like there's plays out there to be made down the field, or you just got to take it with what you're given?
No, I think there's plays, and I think when we look back on the film from the last few weeks, there's a few plays, just a little something here. Maybe we missed something here. There were opportunities. I just say this way. There have been opportunities that we've just missed for one reason or another.
When tight ends are required to do a little bit of pass pro help here and there, are they set, put them later in the progression as they get out down the field and if the quarterback has made his decision? Is that, could that play into part of this?
Yeah, that's a fair statement that, you know, when you're going to give chip help, it doesn't have to limit you, but it does change certain dynamics. And so so maybe if you have a chance to be vertically down the field on 20 plays, now if you're chip helping, it's only 15. So, you know, just by sheer numbers, there's a few less opportunities. But I think, again, the whole key is just being more efficient, getting more plays, being more efficient overall, and I think the ball distribution will take care of itself.
I think Big V did watching the film.
Yeah, I think Big V made really good improvements. He played aggressive. He played with confidence. You know, he still got a little help, not as much help, just seemed to get in a rhythm. So that was good for all of us.
What changed for him, I guess, during the week leading up to the game?
I think it's a little bit settling down, a little bit playing at home, a little bit playing with the lead, you know, a little bit him just gaining more confidence and getting coached up even a little bit more, learning from the mistakes that he made and attacking and playing aggressive.
What's the experience when a quarterback slips a little bit with his mechanics? What can that be attributed to?
If a quarterback slips in his mechanics, you know, sometimes it's, you know, pressure. You know, the pressure of the defense, you know, putting pressure on you. But, you know, I really think in our case, whatever we said about how Carson's been playing, I look at last week going up against that defense. I didn't look at the exact numbers, but they've gone up against some, that defense has gone up against some pretty good quarterbacks, and I don't think anybody's had a very good quarterback rating against them. And so it's always a question of just taking care of the little things, getting completions, making plays. I think mechanically, I think everything is in good shape.
Well, there was one interception last week that wasn't Carson's fault. You know, we had a receiver get impeded on his way to where, you know, the ball's going to probably hit him right in stride,
and he was impeded and wasn't able to get to the spot that he was supposed to get to. So we made a throw that probably normally would have been a completion, and instead it ended up as an interception. The other one was just a forced interception. Carson said that, you know, every now and then it happens to the best of them.
You and Doug both talked about not wanting to rein in Carson's you know, aggressiveness, but when you go against a team like this, is it – They play some soft zone at times. Is it important to just try to not take too much, try to go too much with these guys?
I think, this team, although they play zone, I think they play aggressive. You know, just because you're playing zone doesn't necessarily equate to soft. They have vision. It's a different mentality. They have vision on the quarterback. So now, like, you know, you can, if you're playing zone, it's, hey, get vision on the quarterback, and once he lets go of the ball, it's jailbreak to the ball. That's an aggressive mindset, but just a slightly different way than playing man and playing pressure. So in either case, as a quarterback, you got to take what the defense gives you. When it's a zone, you got to be patient enough to, hey, when the underneath route's there, take it. If you can get him to bite up on the underneath route and you could hit him behind him, you got to be patient. You got to trust your instincts. When it's man coverage, You know, you got to take what you still got to take what the defense gives you. But that many times is predicated on a matchup that gives you a chance to go down the field. So either case, it's quarterbacks making good decisions and it's players making plays down the field.
So when you're grading out that first interception, you would say that that wasn't any.
I would say Carson had nothing to do with that interception. He was going to the right place with the ball. The throw maybe wasn't perfect, you know, but if the receiver's not impeded, it's, in my opinion, it's a catch.
When you look at the tape, did you find any reason for the myriad of fumble snaps last week? Different reasons, the same reason? What was it?
Yeah, I think Coach has addressed that. I mean, it's a little bit of you just can't take those things for granted. You got to make sure. Sometimes as a quarterback, when you're in the shotgun, the advantage of being in the shotgun is you can get your eyes downfield sooner. But if you're not careful, sometimes your eyes come up a little bit quicker than they should because you're such a good athlete. You can catch a million balls looking here, and as long as a snap is right there, it's never going to be a problem. But if the snap's a little bit off and your eyes aren't disciplined, so that's why we teach you got to have disciplined eyes in the shotgun, you know, to make the catch first and then, you know, make the catch first and then play ball from there.
Carson's play is due to the fact that teams now have had 5-6 games to look at on film of him, and if that's the case, like as a rookie, like how do you kind of adjust to offset that?
I think, you know, the fact that the more games you get on tape, at some level, that's true of every, you know, defenses learn, they adjust, but I think the same goes true for offenses. We learn more about the defense. Yes, are they learning more about us? Are they learning more about Carson? Yes, they are. Do they try to make some adjustments to do things that we have a tendency to do? Yes, they do. At the same time, we're looking at the more film we get of them, we see where their weak points are, that we're going to attack that and we're going to make adjustments. So it's a little bit of a game that goes back and forth, but without question, that is true.
What's your level of confidence in Ryan with the ball late in the game, fourth quarter, close game at this point?
I mean, when a guy's on the field, I love our guys. I wouldn't trade our guys for anybody. You know, we use a word around here a lot, and I know sometimes it gets thrown around, but it's family, and, you know, not every family's perfect, and we all make mistakes. But when we put guys out in the field, I can't play like that. I can't coach like that. You got to have confidence. And, you know, now coaches, it's a business. Coaches make decisions based on things, and, you know, when those decisions get made, they get made. But when a guy's in the game, we have to play with confidence, and we have to coach with confidence. And I don't see any other way to do it.
Is your percentage of shotgun and under center where you want it to be? And as maybe you use some shotgun for Carson being a little more, you're stealing from the running game a little bit, but not being under center.
I think our percentages in the breakdown of our self-scout of where we are, shotgun, under center, run, pass from each, is some of it's very good. Some of it's a little bit close. It's borderline. I don't think any of it's out of control. You know, we tweak it here and there. We look at that each week.
Frank, third down offense, you're about 33% this year, 34%. What's been the problem?
Yeah, I mean, we're just not, you know, the first problem was just third and too long. You know, third and the distance just being a little bit longer than you want it. This last week, we did a better job of keeping it in a manageable situation. And we've just missed some opportunities. I mean, you know, and that's the thing. If you go 4 for 11 and you have 2 miscues, you can look at it and say, oh, we could have been 50% and we would have been great. But instead, we stink. So that's just the nature of third downs. You're going to get 10 to 15 of them a game, and you're going to convert 4 or 5, and then there's going to be 2 or 3 in there that are going to be tightly. You got to make those plays, and we just haven't been making those plays. So we just got to bear down, tighten up, and do a better job.
Jordan Matthews mentioned yesterday Sean Lee has to be accounted for. Is he kind of the key?
Sean's all over the field now. He's a smart guy. He plays fast on his feet. He understands the game. He's doing all kinds of things. So he pressures a lot. They don't pressure a ton, but when they do pressure, he's a guy who he shows up a lot in the backfield. So you definitely have to account for him.
What's more troubling is
pretty good at covering.
Yeah, Nifty. You know, he's smart. Good pattern recognition. You know, understands the concepts. Good at looking at the quarterback's eyes, reading the quarterback's eyes.
Out of a quarterback as a coach, is it the poor decisions, or is it the slipping mechanics, and which is easier to fix?
Well, first of all, you know, I'm not ready to say that there's been a bunch of poor decisions or a bunch of poor mechanics. I'm not going that far. I'm saying this is the NFL. I mean, just I watched the tape of guys all around the league, and, you know, when you're under pressure, it's hard to have perfect mechanics. Now, are there times that we can be a little bit better here and there? Are there times that we're making a poor decision at any position? Sure, but that's life in the NFL. So we're 4-2. We've made a lot of good decisions to get to 4-2, and certainly our defense, special teams, has carried the day for us for a lot, but we're still doing a lot of good things, and Carson's doing a lot of great things.
I understand that, but you still have to correct mistakes. And when you have – which of those two areas, I guess, worries a coach more?
The decision-making or fundamentals, you know, decision – yeah, I mean, they're both important. I mean, it's, you know, they're both critically important. You got to have both. It's a both and. It's not an either or, in my opinion.
I'm sure you did a lot of work on, took a hard look at Zeke Elliott. What did you think of him coming out? And I don't know if you've had a chance to watch
him. Yeah, explosive, big, strong, fast. You know, it's not a surprise what he's doing.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you. Thank you.